This is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman. Russian President Vladimir Putin has endorsed the evacuation of civilians from parts of Ukraine's southern Kherson region, the latest sign of Russia's retreat in one of the most bitterly contested areas in Ukraine. Ukrainian soldiers are bracing for determined fighting from their Russian foes around Kherson, raising the specter of a bloody slog in the coming weeks for control of a key city in the west bank of the Dnipro River, a gateway to the peninsula of Crimea annexed by Russia in 2014. The Russian-installed deputy governor of the Kherson region said a 24-hour curfew had been imposed in the city amid what he said was a likely Ukrainian offensive against it. Putin has said civilians in the Kherson region should be evacuated from the conflict zone, his first acknowledgement of a deteriorating situation in a region he claims to have annexed. Ukrainian forces using captured weapons fired at Russian targets near the key eastern city of Bakhmut in the Donetsk region as fighting dragged on in an area that Moscow is trying hard to capture. Iran's foreign minister has acknowledged for the first time that his country has supplied Russia with drones, insisting the transfer came before Moscow's war on Ukraine. Comments on Saturday by the Iranian foreign minister come after months of confusing messaging from Iran about the weapons shipment as Russia sends the drones slamming into Ukrainian energy infrastructure and civilian targets. Previously, Iranian officials had denied arming Russia in its war on Ukraine. Even so, Iran's paramilitary Revolutionary Guard has vaguely boasted of providing drones to the world's top powers. This is VOA News. And here are some of the headlines from around the world today. North Korea fires four short-range ballistic missiles into the sea, the South Korean military says, the latest in a blitz of weapons launches by Pyongyang this week. A fire kills at least 15 people at a bar in the Russian city of Kostroma, Russian news agencies report. About 30,000 flag-waving worshippers join an open-air mass held by Pope Francis in mainly Muslim Bahrain, the highlight of his outreach mission to the Gulf. Kenya Airways flights were disrupted as a strike by its pilots demanding better working conditions grounded over a dozen planes, affecting thousands of passengers, the country's transport minister says. Candlelight vigils and rallies are expected in South Korea to commemorate the 156 people killed in a Halloween crowd crush, with public anger growing over one of the country's deadliest disasters. Malaysia's Mahathir Mohamad, who is almost 100 years old, files his candidacy in what could be his final race as campaigning for upcoming general elections begins. Twitter sacks over half of its 7,500-strong staff as new owner Elon Musk launches a major overhaul of the troubled company just a week after his blockbuster takeover. Yet to concede his loss to U.S. President Joe Biden, former President Donald Trump is now signaling he will seek the White House again in 2024. And with midterm elections on Tuesday, he is doubling down on voting conspiracy theories. Also in U.S. politics, while Latino voters lean Democratic in the run-up to U.S. midterm elections, soaring inflation makes their support less predictable and may compel a shift toward Republican candidates, analysts say. Former Pakistan Prime Minister Imran Khan accuses his successor of involvement in a plot to kill him as he recovers in hospital from gunshot wounds following an assassination attempt. And France's far-right National Party will choose a successor to its longtime leader Marine Le Pen, with 27-year-old Jordan Bardella the overwhelming favorite. And fans of the Hong Kong Rugby Sevens shrugged off a three-year pandemic absence as the weekend sporting spectacle kicked off with drinking, fancy dress, and COVID rules. Reporting via remote, I'm Laurel Bowman for VOA News.